Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Wommen, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching, focusing on being led by the Holy Spirit, was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
Since it's a part-time job, we couldn't pay him full-time salary. And so he really wanted to do it. He thought this was God, but it would be a decrease in income. And he would have had to have gotten rid of his house or to have done something. It would have been a major step down in finances. And so he was really wondering about this. And he was out at my house one day and we were doing some things. And he just asked me about it. He says, I really want to do this. I really feel like this is God. But what about our finances? What are we going to do? And as he talked to me, he just basically said, this is what I want to do. This is what I've been waiting on. This is it. But, and he started giving me the finances and what about his family and what about being a provider and what about his kids and what about all of these things. And I just stopped him and I said, you know what? Jamie and I have never just obeyed and done what we felt God led us to do if we saw how it was going to work. I said, you lost me the moment you said, this is what you really believe God wants you to do. I said, once we know what God wants us to do, there's no buts. There's no nothing. If it meant me living in a tent, then I'd do what God told me to do. If it meant me living on one-third the income, that's what I'd do. If it meant me moving, then that's what I would do. If it meant me suffering, then that's what I'll do. And Jamie and I can prove that. If I had time, I could tell you, we've moved into situations where it looked like the only way out of it is feet first. And I thought I was going to die there, and yet I went and obeyed God. And man, it just works. And I said, I don't even think the way you're talking about. If I know that God told me to do something, I'll do it. Or if it hair lips every devil in hell, amen, I'm just going to do it. There is no ifs, ands, or buts. I don't consider how it's going to work. That's not the way I think. If God tells me to do it, I will do it. Some way or another. And you know, he took that word and he says, I know that this is the desire of my heart. And so he committed and he accepted that job. Now this was somewhere, I'm not sure what it was, it's like May or something like that. The night school wasn't going to start until August, so we weren't going to hire him. And he had 2 or 3 months in between when he finally accepted and when we were going to start paying him. And you know what happened? That the director of our Bible school quit. Wendell became the director of our Bible school. Gary, and we needed an administrator, and that's what Gary Lukey was good at. And so before Gary even got hired, we had already accepted him, but before he even got hired, and a full-time administrative position opened up, and we put him in there making just nearly exactly to the dollar what he was making in the secular deal, and everything worked out. But did you know what? If he hadn't have first of all stepped out and have taken that step of faith and obeyed God, this other thing wouldn't have opened up for him. And I'm saying, I use that example to say that there's a lot of you that have something in your heart that if you just, oh man, if I didn't have any considerations, if I didn't have to worry about what this person says, what my finances said, if I didn't have to think about, am I qualified, can I do it? If you just did what was in your heart, there's a lot of you that would not be working where you're working. You wouldn't be going to church where you're going. You wouldn't be doing what you're doing. You wouldn't be living like you're living. But for whatever reason, you're letting something else constrain you and you're violating your own desires. I'm telling you that that is the dominant way that God speaks to you. If you're truly delighting in the Lord, God will put desires in your heart. And you have to check and make sure that your heart is correct. But if your heart is correct, then you do what God placed in your heart, if it means disaster, what it looks like to you. You do that. You step out, and I guarantee you, that's when miracles start happening. That's where we live. Most people are just afraid to step out because they want God to explain everything. Well, all right, God, how's it going to work? Are you going to do this? Are you going to do that? What about this? I've got a great teaching. I ain't got time to teach tonight, but over in 1 Kings chapter 17 and verse 4, the Lord told Elijah to deliver a word to the prophet, to the king Ahab, that could have gotten him killed. And he delivered it And the king got mad at him, and after he delivered the first word, then the Lord said, now go to the brook Cherith and hide there, because I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. He didn't get the second word until he obeyed the first word. Why would God give you step 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and make you accountable for all of that information if you aren't going to obey the first word? All it does is increase your liability. All it does is make you more responsible. Why should God tell you everything if you aren't going to obey the first thing? So Elijah spoke the word, and after he had already stuck his neck out with the possibility of getting it cut off, then the Lord spoke to him and told him how he protected him. And get this, it says in verse 4, he says, for I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. I have commanded the ravens. That means God had already spoken to them. Ravens can fly faster than he could walk or run. So you know what that means? God didn't send his provision to where he was. He sent his provision to where he told him to go. It's like in football. They don't throw the football to where the end is. They throw the football to where the end is going to go. They plan this in advance. And they throw it to a point and the end runs and catches it. You don't throw it right at the person. God doesn't send your provision where you are. Some of you, let me just use this as an example. Say some of you are told that you're supposed to come to Bible school. And you're thinking, oh God, if I'm supposed to go to Bible school, where am I going to get this money from? How am I going to sell my house? How am I going to do this? You got step 3, 4, 5, 6. You're wanting to know how all of this is going to work. And you're saying, all right, God, you make provision and I'll go. But no, your provision is there, where God told you to go, not where you are. You got to step out and go and do what God told you to do. And he's sending your provision there. If God called you to go to Colorado Springs to Bible college, then that's where your provision is. God has already commanded the ravens. You know, I really believe that if Elijah had stayed where he was and said, well, God, you give me some provision and then I'll go to the brook Cherith. If he had done that, God said he had already spoken to the ravens. You know what I believe? There would have been bread and flesh piled up where God told the ravens to go, and Elijah could have starved to death, died of starvation, and people would have said, well, God didn't take care of his prophet. No, he took care of him, but he sent the provision to where he told him to go, not where he was. There are some of you that are languishing and starving and thinking, well, why aren't I seeing things work? Because God has already put something in your heart and told you to go, and you've talked yourself out of it because you don't see exactly how it's going to work, so you haven't stepped out, and you're starving because you aren't all there. Amen. He's sending the provision there, and you aren't all there. Man, that's good preaching. That's a good message. I got a tape set in out there entitled Lessons from Elijah. And that's the first teaching in there in an hour and a half form. It would really bless you. But see, this is how you hear the voice of God. You hear from God and then you just step out and start moving that direction. And if you aren't confident, if you don't know exactly everything, well, then move slow. But it's like a boat. If you get a boat moving, did you know that that rudder can steer it? But if the boat is sitting still, you can flip the rudder 360 degrees and it'll never give any direction to that boat. You got to move. You got to do something. If you feel that God's leading you to do something about it. Make some provision. Take a step. If you aren't absolutely sure, then just test the waters and start moving in that direction. And either the Holy Spirit will bear witness and you'll know or you won't know, but you've got to start moving. Here's another verse that goes right along with this. Colossians chapter 3. Look at this. The Lord used this verse, Colossians 3:15, to do one of the most important things that's ever happened in my life. And this was when I was brand new in the Lord. Man, I'd been born again when I was 8. But when I was 18 is when I had this encounter. And I mean within weeks of me making a commitment to the Lord and God touching my life, this verse changed my life. But when I got turned on to the Lord, like I was describing earlier, you delight yourself in the Lord and He'll give you the desires of your heart. Man, I fell in love with the Lord March the 23rd, 1968. I gave everything I had, never would be, to the Lord. I put God first in my life, and instantly my desires just, it's like certain things were just gone from me. I had a horse that I rode every day of my life, rain, sleet, snow, hail, didn't matter. I rode that horse every day of my life, and it was 2.5 months later before I even thought of that horse. I didn't know if that horse was still alive. I didn't know if anybody had fed the horse. I just lost that love for my horse. It was gone instantly. I lost a lot of things. I was in my first year of college, and I enjoyed going to college. It was exciting for me. And man, when I fell in love with the Lord, I lost all desire to go to college. And my mother kept making me go to college. And I tried. I went every day. I showed up at college every single day. But I was so in love with the Lord, and I was wanting to talk to people, that I'd go to witnessing to somebody and telling them about Jesus, and the bell would ring to go to class, and I couldn't let them go to hell because the bell rang, so I'd just keep talking to them. And then by the time I got through talking to them, led them to the Lord, the class is half over, so I'd go to talking to somebody else, and by the time the next bell rang, I was talking to somebody. So I went to class every day for a month or two and never made a single class because I was busy talking to people. I just lost all desire. Finally, my mother said, "You are going to take those exams. You are going to at least complete this first year of college in case you ever get wise and come back and finish college." So I had to go take some tests. And you know what I did? I went in there and I just hated it with a passion. I don't know how to tell it. I don't know how to describe it. I hated school all of a sudden. I mean, I didn't just dislike it. It wasn't boring. I hated it. I hated it with a passion. And I would go in there and I just put my head down and slept. I remember one time falling out of my chair right in front of the instructor, and I just laid on the floor. I didn't care. I hated school.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on how to be led by the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at a recent Gospel Truth seminar in Kansas City, Kansas. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Request series RM229 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The 5th CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the 5th teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934, or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. We hope to hear from you today.
These truths that I've been sharing are just things that I've got hundreds of teachings on this. You could go to my website and you could click on there and actually download free of charge hundreds of my teachings on this. We've got television programs, radio programs. One of the things that I'm really excited about is my Andrew Womack Living Commentary, where I have verses in the Bible that I've written footnotes on. And we call it a living commentary because I'm still writing those footnotes. So you can either get the program as it is, a one-time purchase, or you can sign up and monthly get updates where you get up to 400 or 500 footnotes. Check that out at awmi.net.